What is up, guys? Welcome to the Take Action Podcast. I'm your host, Royce Jacob, and today we're going to be talking about the 80-20 rule. If you guys go on to enjoy this podcast, I would really appreciate it if you rated it, gave it a little review, and maybe even recommend it to some family or friends who you think would enjoy this content and benefit from it. It would really help out a lot, and again, I appreciate it. So let's get into this show. All right, so let's start by explaining what the 80-20 rule is. It is also known as the Pareto Principle, and to sum it up, it pretty much states that 80% of your results come from 20% of your actions. The reason I think understanding this principle is important is because if you can actually implement this in your day-to-day operations, then it'll save you a lot of time in doing shit that really isn't necessary. All right, so let's use like general health as an example, because that's the first thing that comes to mind. Let's say you want to lose some weight, right? You're a little overweight, you want to lose like 10 pounds, nothing crazy, but you want to lose some weight. And you're working out, you're doing your cardio, you're lifting, you're doing whatever it is that you think is required to lose weight. I'm not saying you, but this is just the example. But you're eating like shit, okay? Or you're eating what you think is good, but it's actually shit. And you are not losing any weight. So what I'm explaining right now is kind of the opposite. It's like you think you're doing the exercise. You think exercise is what is required to get you the thing. But it's actually 20% of it, while 80% of it is the diet, is proper diet and nutrition. So that flipped on its head is the 80-20 principle, where the 20%, which is diet, if you can get your diet in line, then that is the 20% action that is required to produce 80% of the results, while the remaining 20% of action that's required to lose weight is in the fitness and the exercise. Again, I just want to elaborate that this example is just off the top of my head. It's the first thing I could think of, and losing weight does not just consist of these percentages. But that's just what I thought of, and I think you can get the point. So to wrap it up on the 80-20 rule, just be sure to analyze what you're doing that is working and what you're doing that isn't working. And obviously keep doing what is working and eliminate everything that isn't bringing you progress, because that is simply just good systematic behavior. All right, guys, again, thank you so much for listening. I hope you were able to take away something from this, and I hope you do implement the Pareto Principle into your life, because a lot of the time it is just 20% of the shit that you're doing that will lead to 80% of the progress. So on that note, I will catch you guys later. I wish you all continued success and action above all. Peace.